4. Choosing an overseas market. Basic expressions. Number 1. We think it's time to move into the export field. We should try to break into one of the American markets. Number 2. Could you spell out why we need to look for overseas markets, in your opinion? Situational dialogue.
The Huashan Group Company Limited wants to expand their business overseas. Mr. Chen Hanyu, the president of the company, has just returned from a trip to the U.S. He is now talking with his sales director, Mr. Miller, about how to choose the best overseas market to start. While you were away in America, Mr. Chen, the management team had a few meetings. We talked about the way things are going here.
Good. Tell me about it.
Okay, then. It's about our business strategy. We think it's time to move into the export field. We should try to break into one of the American markets.
I agree. That's what I went to America for.
You see, this company can only expand by selling abroad. Though we have no experience in export, it is still worth making the effort.
Could you spell out why we need to look for overseas markets, in your opinion?
There's one very good reason. The home market's saturated. We can't expand any more in the domestic market. Just look at our market share. It's stuck at around 2%, and we're fighting to keep that share. We've got to start selling abroad now.
The market's certainly become very competitive. I agree.
Yes, we're spending a fortune on marketing and sales promotion these days. Our turnover's still going up, but our costs are rising even faster.
So, in your view, this is the right time to market our products overseas.
Exactly.
I'm not against the idea, you know. We might be able to penetrate one of the American markets, Canada, perhaps, or the USA.
Why do you pick up those countries, Mr. Chen?
Well, they've got a lot of potential, haven't they? Don't forget, the Americans like a lot of Chinese products. I think our products would sell well there.
That's interesting. We also thought that they have just signed the North America Free Trade Agreement.
Yes, that could be useful. There'd be no restrictions on trading, no import duties or quotas, and both markets are quite big, considering the vast area of land.
And today, there are many freighters going from Hong Kong to North America, so we won't have difficulty meeting delivery dates.
Well, I've got to rush off now. I promised to see Bill before he leaves for the trade fair. Let's talk about exporting at our management meeting tomorrow. I'll put it on the agenda. Is that okay?
Fine.
Right. I'll make sure it's the first item on the agenda, or we may not get around to it.